Gus Malzahn joining us. Coach, great to see you.
Hey, great to be here.
Unfortunately, I was stuck over here on this side of the table because I promised that when you walked up today that I was going to give you a big hug. I want to thank you first on behalf of the Arkansas fans. Well, I said kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
On behalf of the Arkansas fans for helping us get to the Sugar Bowl, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys finishing it out this weekend.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, the Sugar Bowl is a great bowl, and Arkansas is a great team, so that'll be a big one.
Well, congratulations. What a spectacular year for you guys. And I heard you talking on the morning show a little bit about, you know, maybe right out of the gate, didn't initially realize just what you had in Cam Newton.
Yeah, when we first started recruiting, we knew he was talented. We didn't know that his toughness, his physical toughness, his mental toughness. I mean, that's his strength. I mean, he's very talented, but he's a tough guy. He's really led our team, and, you know, he's won some games that if we didn't have him, we wouldn't have won.
Was that from day one that he took over and
pretty much that leadership role? You know, we went through the spring. We didn't get him tackled. We knew he was capable of being pretty good.
Yeah.
The first game, about midway through the first half, he made a couple plays, and I went, wow, he's pretty special. And he improved each game, you know, and he can do it all. You know, I know mid-season people are saying, oh, he can't throw. He throws extremely well, and he's got great vision. Early in the season, he'd say, you know, he'd tell me things during the game. Hey, the safety rolled down. I couldn't, and whatever. And look on film, he's always right. And he's just got that great vision that, you know, really complements his running game.
So, how much of an emphasis did you guys put on that when he first came in? I mean, obviously, he's always been a good athlete. Mm-hmm. But did you guys put an emphasis on improving his passing game and maybe his mechanics or his overall knowledge of the passing game?
Yeah, in the spring, the only thing mechanically, he'd let it sail on him. His front shoulder would get a little high, but we really worked hard on that. Going into the year, you know, we weren't going to run him as much. I mean, our plan was to do what we do, but, you know, once we found out that was a strength and he could physically handle it, because in this league, you know, if you run your quarterback, there's a good chance he's going to get hurt or wear down.
Sure.
The guy's not wore down at all.
People are getting hurt. It's just not him.
Yeah. You know, it's been bizarre. I think we played Georgia, and he ran over two of their defensive linemen, and they went out. He got stronger. So it's getting to a point where some of the tacklers are really getting out of his way. It's pretty bizarre.
Let me ask you about the Alabama game, which really had a championship feel to it. I mean, even more so than this last weekend. But the 4th-and-3 play, Coach, and I won't get into exactly what we said, but it was very flattering on your part. And I saw you and Coach Chizik kind of talking before that play. Talk about what went into that.
Well, you know, we were just talking about it. We felt like that we had a little momentum, and we felt like that if we had the right play, we would take it. So I think we called timeout, and Coach says, hey, let's go for it. So it was a situation that we could have either punted or we could have ran the play. So we got man-to-man coverage and went ahead and ran the play, and that's something that we've repped, you know, 1,000 times. So we felt pretty confident if we got the look, and if they doubled him, we were going to go ahead and kick it.
Let me ask you about Coach Chizik, too, specifically. You know, you guys have been asked the same questions about 1,000 times the last month or two, and same with Coach with Cam Newton and with you, and it's amazing to me how well he handles it. And usually after a while, coaches would start to bristle at getting those questions, same ones. You know they're not going to answer anything, but it keeps getting brought up. Just talk about what kind of guy he is and the way that he's handled everything as a coach and sort of helped, I'm sure, kind of lead you guys through that process.
Yeah, Coach is a great leader. He's a great man. I've been a great example for our coaches. He's very consistent. He draws the line. You know exactly where you stand, and the players do too, and they feed off of it. But he's a true blessing for me to coach under, and I've learned a lot.
You know, he won this award a while back, which I'm sure you're well aware of, and then went on to some big things. So we're hoping. You know, I think a lot of people here, there are people here who are like, oh, you know, what do we got? He's from coming back from other schools, and, you know, Oregon State, it's going to hurt recruiting. I'm sure you've heard all that garbage before. But the thing is, there are a lot of people in this state that know you've always done things the right way, and people are rooting for you too. And I think a lot of people like to see that play out for you as well.
Well, thanks so much. You know, this is home. You know, I'm an Arkansas high school football coach that just happens to be coaching college right now.
Well, if I don't let you get in there, we're going to get beaten up, so we got to let you go. Coach, great seeing you. Good luck in the bowl game. We certainly wish you great luck, and certainly hold on to it for Auburn and the SEC as well.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Coach, appreciate it. Always good to see you.